All right, I always get so excited when we have a guest, but we have a guest on the phone, and we have Evan Cameron, the winemaker at Crocker and Star Winery, on the line. Are you there, Evan?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing today?
Good, thanks for having me.
Of course, we're happy to have you, and I know that this is such an exciting time right now. Tell us a little bit about what's happening at Crocker and Star Winery.
Yeah, so very exciting time. Obviously, the grapes are growing. Veraison just started to happen, so that means the grapes are turning colors from green to red, which is very, very exciting. And we're prepping for harvest, and as well, we are also prepping for bottling of our 2018 reds coming up.
Nice. So you're calling us today because you are looking for some harvest interns. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I need one more person to fill our team. So would love any help.
So one lucky person will get this job, huh?
Exactly. We are a very small winery. You would have a lot of hands-on experience working with myself and the entire wine team. You get to do everything. We are, again, very small winery, so you'll be hands-on with vineyard and winery applications.
Wow. So tell us what a harvest intern would do and what would their typical day look like?
Yeah, so typically it starts out in the vineyard with some sampling, so making sure our sugar levels are where they want to be and where they're kind of, we're watching trends to make sure we know when to pick and if everything is ripe enough. So that is the start of the day, typically around 7 o'clock. And then we come into the winery and start to prep for possible grapes coming in. So there's a lot of cleaning and winemaking, of course. But also, tending to any fermentations that we have. So pump overs and punch downs. Pump overs, we actually have an automatic pump over device. So it's really just monitoring that, which is very nice. Stirring barrels with Sauvignon Blanc in them. So everything is very hands-on and a really good experience.
Yeah, getting down and dirty right there with everybody, right?
Exactly.
So tell us a little bit about what kind of character traits would a harvest intern need to possess to be good at this job?
First and foremost, I think just being a hard worker, you know, being able to recognize when someone else needs help is important. I think a lot of people in the restaurant industry kind of have these traits, able to work on their feet for long amounts of time, lift heavy things, have a great attitude, have some, you know, obviously some humor, love good music. That's a big plus. And, right? You need some good music in order to get started and keep going. And, having a passion for wine is always a plus. Asking good questions. I love when people ask questions. So basically just an overall kind of can-do attitude is super, super great.
Yeah. And then what career options would be available to people considering a career in wine production?
You mean, are you referring to any options in our facility?
Yes.
Well, unfortunately, we are a small team, so we're kind of at capacity for full-time employees, but we do, there's maybe some options for part-time work moving forward. Definitely, you know, there's possibilities of hospitality work. It's really just kind of what person will show up for the job, and we can go from there.
And so you're wanting to get somebody on the team pretty quickly so that they're ready for harvest. Is that correct?
I would say the beginning of August or August in general, depending on that person's schedule, would be best for us.
Okay. And then obviously harvest is like hands-on, lots of hours. Everybody's working really hard. And then you're all working as a team, of course. And now what kind of bond does your team form when you're doing harvest?
I mean, I spend more time with my team than I do my family.
Right.
So it does become kind of your second family. We all want to make sure that we're being safe, healthy, and, of course, having fun. So we get very, very close, learn the ins and outs of kind of their past and what they want to do in the future. A lot of talking, a lot of, drinking of good wines after work and You know, so there's a lot of conversation involved, but yes, we're definitely looking for someone with, you know, an attitude that matches ours and ready to kind of get dirty and have fun.
I love it, Evan. You said all the things that would make me want to work there. You said good music, lots of fun, and drinking good wines. I mean, who doesn't want to do that, right?
That's what I'm talking about. There's got to be someone out there, right?
I love it. Sign me up.
Good. You're on board.
Okay. Now tell us how they can reach out to you to try and get this position.
Yes, so there's information on the Napa Vintners website. We are on their Crocker and Star Winery. The other way that you can get to us is just calling 707-967-9111. Go on our website. If you don't remember that, crockerstar.com. And kind of all of our information is on there. I could probably spell out my email address, but you'll find it on the website. That might be more helpful.
You got it. I see it on the Vintners page right here, so I'll post that on our Facebook page as well.
Great.
Well, it's been great talking to you, Evan, and we wish you luck with Crocker and Star, and hope that you're going to get an intern in there, and it sounds like they're going to have a lot of fun, whoever it's going to be.
I really appreciate this, and to whomever out there, please join us and have some fun for Harvest 2020.
Thanks, Evan, and good luck.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Take it easy.